So I believe it's very important to let other people work in your life and to let God work through other people in your life. And I think it's important to understand that God has put the people in your life that he did for a reason. And the Bible talks a lot about our relationships with other people. God has given many, if not all of us, parents, siblings, friends, coworkers, neighbors. And the Bible describes how our interaction should be with all these people. And I believe it's very important to obey these commandments by faith and to perk up when the Bible and Jesus Christ are describing how our relationship should be with these people that God has put in our life. Believe them by faith and do them, because God works in your life through other people. I strongly believe that God works in your life through other people. So don't steal that blessing one by secluding yourself or becoming some one-man show. Like, I'm just going to serve God by myself and I'm not going to ever be on a team. I'm not going to go to church and I know everything. Well, you know, you're missing out on a lot because, you know, the Bible says for one to submit yourself to your pastor. It says obey them that have the rule over you. Why? Because God works in your life and blesses you and leads you in the correct path when you choose to obey your authority by faith, even if you might not agree it. God will work in your life. Honor your parents. Why? God works through your parents. You say, well, my parents are unsaved and I'm the only saved person in my family. I'm a teenager and I live at home with my family, or I'm in my early 20s. I live at home with my family. Well, God knew you were going to get saved, and God also gave you the parents that he gave you. Therefore, you can obey that commandment. When it comes to our friends, you know, the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron, even so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. So we should look for opportunities to bless our friends and to let our friends bless us. And again, not just isolate ourselves and be secluded. And, if the Bible, the second most important commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. You know, I believe we should seek out opportunities to follow commandments of God. We should seek out opportunities to love our neighbor as ourselves, because I strongly, strongly believe that God works through all these things. God, you know, the Bible says to love your brother and to not hate your brother in your heart. That's because God works through people and God works with us through each other. You know how God works in my life? It's through my pastor and my fellow church members. It's through my friends. It's through my parents. And it's even through unsaved people like my neighbors. Because, first of all, I believe that God is so omnipotent that I believe, this is my personal belief, that God puts pretty much everybody in your life for a reason. And God has a purpose to work in and through you and in and through them to for you and for you to work through them. Because God works through people. And if we, even your enemies, the Bible says, love your enemies. I think we should make it a principle to make it a priority to do the hard commands in the Bible also, such as love your enemy. And so when you love your enemy, God is working through your life and making you better. But when you choose to disobey that command because it's hard, you basically have you've shunned an opportunity for God to work in your life because he told you to do that. And when you do that, that's how God works, because it's the word of God. It's the living word of God. Let God work through other people in your life, such as your parents, your family, your neighbor, your boss. The Bible says to obey your boss. When you don't want to obey your boss and do a good job at work and work heartily as unto the Lord, who knows what you are forfeiting that God would have had for you if you would have just patiently obeyed those commands by faith. So really just kind of a thought, kind of a blurb, that God works in our life through other people. And God also works in our life through the government. The Bible talks about how they're basically ministers of God to execute vengeance and that and this and that. But I'm talking about more like interpersonal relationships. So I don't think it's a Christian thing to be a secluded introvert and then just revel in that. let God work in your life and seek out opportunities to love your neighbor, to love your enemies as hard as it is, to do good to fellow Christians, to obey your pastor, to honor your parents, and to love your neighbors in your community and love the unsaved, because that's how God works in your life and God can work in their life through you. This is what I believe. Okay, guys, God bless you. Have a great day.